Patrick Quinn, calling from Loudonville. The message is for Dr. Alan Shartok. I consider him an absolutely superb interviewer, and one of the best he's ever done is that with Dr. Escher Weiner. I've seldom heard a discussion of a medical situation in which both the interviewer and the interviewee were both specific and clear as a bell.
Pete from Pittsfield, just calling to say Alan should not be so anti-sports. Go Red Sox.
I'd like to comment on the recently aired episode of This American Life, theme of superheroes. I was struck by how traditionally male the examples were, emphasizing fantasies of masculine prowess. I guess this isn't surprising given the subject, but I was disappointed that neither Ira Glass nor any of his subjects reflected on how stereotyped the superhero is as a masculine icon. The one real-life female subject on the show only confirmed the stereotyping, for she discovers that her power lies in high heels, lipstick, and the alluring walk of a runway model, again, with no mention by Glass on how her sex automatically limits her to the cliches of feminine seduction. As long as meaningful insights on gender roles are confined to shows such as 51%, listeners are going to continue to receive the message that you are what you're born to be, which I think is an un-American idea. Thank you.
My name is Stephen Alberti, and I'm from Chichester, New York. Everyone who is currently complaining about the glitches in healthcare.gov has forgotten their experience installing a new operating system on their own personal computer. It takes much patience to sort out all the glitches. It's one thing to develop a system this large in a lab. It's quite another to suddenly invite millions of people to start banging away at it. Unforeseen problems only reveal themselves under the pressure of real users. There is an old adage among techies: never buy the first release of anything. I've managed the development of many large systems, and they always choke once real users start using them. I shall wait until the end of November. Thank you very much.